This is 5 After the Hour by Les Weinrott. Play the theme, for this is 5 After the Hour. Play the theme, for this is an invitation to the drama. Original music for 5 After the Hour is the composition of Sal Stacco, and the orchestra is under the direction of Cesar Petrillo. And now, the play. A play entitled There Was This Waltz.
There was this waltz, see? It's the first piece we hear the band playing when we get on this excursion boat. Me and Willie. The boat is the Mary Ann. That's that dancing excursion boat, one that docks at the foot of the river. You know, midnight cruise out on the lake, leaves 11 p.m., returns 1 a.m., gents $1, ladies 50 cents. Well, Willie and me are scrounging around with nothing particular in mind when we see this here boat, and the crowd's hanging over the bridge watching it.
Hey, let's go.
On that tub? Are you nuts?
Look at the dames pouring on. Come on.
Oh, we'll go nuts, Willie. 2 hours. And if you don't like it, there's nothing you can do about it.
So what? The fresh air will do you good.
Fresh air can poison you.
Hey. Hey, the blonde babe.
That one?
No, over there. That's for me.
Yeah. But how about me?
She's got to have a girlfriend. Every blonde has.
Okay, wise guy. So you shanghai me onto this tub. Now, where's your blonde?
She'll show. Blondes can't stay away from dance bands.
And where's her girlfriend? I thought you said a... Ouch!
See? What'd I tell you? They're coming in through the door.
I don't like mine.
Well, maybe she's a good dancer. Maybe she talks good.
Maybe she's kind to her mother. Brother, look at that face.
Come on.
You go.
Come on, you got nothing else to do anyway.
Okay. Oh, the way you get me into things. Honest, sometimes I think I'm a jerk. Now, what do we do now? Just barge up
and... Oh, now, don't be a stoop. You gotta use technique. Great number, this waltz. Hi, Harry. I say, great little waltz.
Huh? Oh, sure.
Yeah, I heard Wayne play it last week. Great little band that Wayne's got. Huh?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Don't cry, yep. Don't you think, Elsie? Maybe we should have gone to dance.
That Wayne is for me. Smooth and sweet.
I love dance land.
But you said...
That's the way I like it.
There.
Smooth and sweet.
Yeah. Sure. Smooth.
I guess these excursion boats draw families mostly, don't you think?
It's a shame to hear music like that and not be able to dance.
Oh, well. We can always enjoy the ride.
It's a waste. A pure waste.
Sure is. Sure is.
course, I'd rather not dance unless I can dance with someone who really knows how.
We can go on the upper deck and look at the moon. Ah.
Some technique.
Why don't you hit him with a ball bat? Strange, isn't it, Elsie?
You know, Harry?
Some people just stare and
stare. That blonde looks familiar.
Yeah.
She oughta. You've been looking at her long enough.
I wonder if I met her when I was in Hollywood.
Yeah, sure.
Your eyes will bug out altogether.
Oh, you're Errol Flynn. Come on.
He is cute.
I sure would like to dance.
Personally, I like mine ugly.
What's stopping you? Fred Astaire does all right by himself.
Isn't this a divine night for dancing?
Pardon me, I swoon.
Excuse me, but may I speak with you?
They ain't taxing the air yet.
No, I mean this other lady.
Oh, were you speaking to me?
He's been trying to since the dance started.
At least two of us aren't blind.
You two sound like you rehearsed, don't they?
They sure do.
Well, you two sure don't.
Sister, you said it. When you said it.
Would you care to dance?
Would she care?
Why, I don't know. We haven't been properly introduced.
He's Willie and I'm Harry.
She's Mary and I'm Elsie, there. Now that you two have been Emily posted, go ahead.
Well?
Well, all right.
How about you?
My feet hurt. They're killing me, to be utterly frank.
Yeah, so are mine. Honest, some days I think I ain't going to be able to walk another step.
How'd you like to stand up behind a counter all day and make with a smile when your dogs are barking?
Elsie's a little too frank, but she's really a swell kid.
Oh, so's Harry. I mean, not too sharp, but he's a man's man.
Well, that's why I run around with Elsie.
Huh?
I mean, she's regular. You know how most women are.
I sure do. I hope you don't think I was too forward. You see, you're the reason I got on this boat. I saw you getting on, and I just couldn't help it.
Me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you. I saw that blonde hair, and I just couldn't help it. I dragged poor Harry with me.
Oh, I bet you tell that to all the blondes.
I bet I don't. And I bet plenty guys tell you that.
Well, I'm not saying yes, and I'm not saying no.
You don't have to. The way you look, the way you dance.
Oh, Willie.
Mary. Boy, am I glad I came. Hey, you're not with anyone. I mean, you didn't come here with anyone.
Elsie and I just got on. For a whim, you might say.
Oh, that's swell. Whew. Like to dance?
Mm-hmm.
So do I. Boy, I think that anybody who don't dance is missing a lot of romance. Nothing like dancing, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You give me a good band, a good floor, and a gal that knows how to dance. Yes, sir.
Me too.
You know, it's a funny thing.
What is?
I had a hunch something wonderful was going to happen tonight.
You did? Really?
Yep. Harry and I were just scrounging around. Thought maybe we'd go over to where us guys hang out and maybe play a little gin rummy with the boys. That's what we thought.
I'll bet you were going to play with some of the guys.
No, we were, honest. And something drew me here. It was just like a magnet.
Honest?
Honest.
I'm glad I came.
So am I.
Oh, gosh, it's over.
Yeah. Went like that.
Wasn't that a short number?
No. Your dancing made it seem short.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I wonder where Harry and what's her name are?
Elsie.
Elsie.
I don't see them.
Maybe they're up on the moonlight deck.
Oh, Elsie would never go up there with a strange man.
Wanna bet?
I'd bet anything.
We'll never find out unless we go up there ourselves.
I'd
don't really think I ought to.
Don't you trust me?
Well...
Or don't you trust yourself?
My, we're pretty confident of ourselves, aren't we?
Uh-uh. I'm just confident about us. Come on, Mary.
All right, folks. Get them while they're hot. Red hots. Red hots. Coney Island red hots. Those juicy, tasty pigs and bun. Red hots. Red. Well, you two gonna buy or just gonna stand there and look at them dogs? Watch you, waiting for them to bark?
Temperament. With hot dogs yet.
We'll take two.
With mustard, piccalilli, and ketchup. Too bad you weren't on board last night. We had anchovy sauce, too. Here you are. That'll be 30 cents.
No tax for the floor show?
Yeah, come on. You don't make for no appetite.
Okay. Poor guy's probably got bunions.
Get your red hots. Red hots here. Pick them on. Can't go to cruise without one.
Do you mind if we sit while we work up our indigestion?
It's okay by me. Where?
This chair taken?
Well, it will be if that jerk ever gets back.
Hope you strike gold, lady.
Excuse me for a minute, he says. That was an hour ago. Oh, I hope he gets himself good and lost.
Nothing like a moonlight cruise to bring out the romance.
Yeah. I never was one for the romance department. Too much wear and tear.
From the looks of you, I'd say there was plenty of room for wear and tear.
You sure are a sweet character, aren't you?
You kidding? If that's what you were looking for, you should have tied on to Mary.
Oh, no. Oh, I leave that department to Willie. He's the smooth wolf.
Would you mind not walking on my feet? I got corns and they hurt.
Sorry. Try soaking them in salt water.
Thanks. When they hurt too bad, I go to a foot doctor. A fellow named Gillespie. He's a good man.
Where do you think they are?
Up on the moonlight deck.
Yeah? What do you think they're doing?
Lying to each other. That Mary is a terrific con artist.
Oh, don't worry. Willie ain't so bad himself.
Right now, she's making with the eyes. You know, fluttering the lashes and saying, "Oh, Willie, I wish you meant it."
Yeah. And he's saying, "But I do mean it. No girl ever hit me the way you do."
Oh, Willie, I wish you meant it.
But I do mean it. No girl ever hit me the way you do.
Honest?
Honest. Oh, Mary.
You two were sure lovey dovey.
Hey.
Oh, you're a hateful, spying little monster.
Hey, go on, kid. Scram for it. Let you have it.
You and what army? Boy, are you two sure ridiculous.
Hey.
Oh, Willie. Oh, Willie, I feel so cheap.
Don't, honey. Don't let anything upset the beauty of this.
I'll try not to. You do think it's beautiful?
Sure I do.
Willie, there it is again. Our waltz.
Our waltz.
What'd you say?
Huh? Willie.
What'd you say?
Do you think things like this are meant to be?
Mary, I think everything is meant to be.
Oh, when you say things like that, I'm afraid.
Afraid of what?
You're so deep.
Oh, I'm not so deep. It's just that I think a lot.
And you dance so wonderfully.
So do you. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, then. Why, then?
I don't know. It's just that I feel that tomorrow you won't even remember I'm alive.
Oh, I'll remember. Tomorrow and tomorrow.
Oh, that's so poetic.
Who was it said that?
Ronald Coleman.
Uh-huh. You'll look like Ronald Coleman someday when you get gray.
And you look better than any movie star right now.
Really?
Really.
Do I remind you of anyone?
Alice Faye.
Just guessing.
No, no, no. No, you do. Look like her. You're younger, of course.
Everybody says I look like Betty Hutton. I mean, around the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Betty Hutton.
Oh, well. Were you thinking of her? Or me?
Don't talk.
Come on, let's go find Harry and Elsie. Oh, Willie, I just love everybody tonight.
I thought they'd never leave.
So did I. Did you ever hear such a line?
Yeah, they were really feeding it to each other.
Oh, look at that moon.
Mm-hmm.
Lover's moon.
For us.
For us.
You two are sure lovey-dovey.
Oh, Willie, I don't know when I've had such a good time.
You had a good time. Oh, Mary, I just began to live tonight.
Personally, I feel like dying. Are you two gonna stand here on the dock forever?
Yeah. I gotta get up at 7 tomorrow.
Hey, can't you save it for another night?
Don't pay any attention to them.
I won't, Mary. And I am gonna save it for all the nights of my life. With you.
Willie.
Thanks for the hot dogs, Harry.
That's okay, Elsie. Hey, I sure enjoyed sitting them dances out.
Yeah, so did I. And Harry.
Yeah?
Now, don't forget what I told you about Dr. Tornew's magic remover.
Oh, no, I won't.
And get the big size. Save half a dollar.
Sure, that's half a buck. Okay.
And I will see you tomorrow night. And Wednesday. And Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to break a date both nights.
Do you mind?
Uh-uh. I'd lots rather be with you.
Oh, boy. They say, Elsie.
Yeah.
Well, I've been thinking. I think you're wrong about that ketchup. You try mixing it with mustard for a week, say. You'll never eat a hot dog any other way.
Hmm. Could be. Well, thanks again. Be seeing you.
Yeah. Sure, sit out a waltz with you any day.
Yeah, night. This waltz, see? The first piece we hear the band playing when we got on this excursion boat. Me and Willie.
Harry! You're gonna stand there and yammer all night?
In a minute, Elsie. It's the old lady.
Hey, we were married 6 months ago. She's got fat feet. So have I. This makes us turn in early. What happened to Mary and Willie? Well, Mary got hooked up with a sailor she'd been corresponding with. And Willie, he's still playing the field, the jerk.
Was This Waltz was written, directed, and produced by Les Weinrott, and the orchestra was under the direction of Cesar Petrillo. Heard tonight were Mary Lou Newmyer, Sherman Marks, Janet Niles, Charles Irving, Tom Moore, Lucy Gilman, Clock Ryder, Tony Weinrott, Johnny Coons, and Adrian Moore. Victory has been won, but the fight at home continues. Yes, it is vitally important to save waste paper. Paper shipped overseas in the form of packages for our armed forces never returns. It can never again be used as a raw material to keep our paper mills operating. And the requirements for paper are even greater than before, both overseas and here at home. Overseas, to keep our men supplied. At home, to provide the packaging for the increased civilian goods that will soon be available. Save your waste paper. It's important. It's vital. It's necessary for the peace we have won. After the Hour, by Les Weinrott, originated in the studios of WBBM, Wrigley Building, Chicago.